أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. When the surah was revealed, إذا جاء نصر الله, نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم understood that the mission for which Allah Ta'ala had sent him in this world has been accomplished. And now is the time for him to return to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had set all the foundation for the Islamic Khilafat also, and for everything. In fact, just before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he asked the parda, the screen, to be moved, and he saw the Sahaba all in namaz, and it pleased him very greatly that my mission has been accomplished, and he understood it is time now for me to return to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. With that, and the surah also ends with that now towards the end, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. To paaki bol apne rab ki khubiya aur guna bakhshwa usse. Now that your mission is accomplished, sing the praises of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, read the tasbih of Allah's praises, and also seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no gunas whatsoever, but it was to show that on the day of Qiyamah, to give the position of intercession, sifarish to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah wanted to raise his position even more. So Allah Ta'ala said, ask Allah Ta'ala for this forgiveness so that you can be raised. When a person, for example, he has made sincere tawbah of all his gunas, now there are no gunas upon him. If he still makes istighfar, now his position is raised all the time. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the start, even before Nabuwat, did not commit any guna. Allah protected every Nabi. But now to raise his position even more, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا بِيشَكْ وَمُعَافْ كَرْنِ وَعَلَىٰ هَيْ. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is the one who forgives and accepts tawbah. So in the sequence of this ayats, ulama have written that as a person comes towards the end of his life, nobody knows exactly when he's going to die, but the outward signs that the person is now coming to the end of his life, he should increase his ibadat and this is besides our farz namaz, wajib sunnat muakkada, what we call ibadat, to turn to Allah and make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, for which Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created jinn and man but for my worship. So to the end of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, he turned fully towards this, and he should read often, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. That is exactly from this ayat, فَسَبِّحْ سُبْحَانَ بِحَمْدِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. So from these very words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make this dua. And it is when a person, whatever we are in, whichever field, even if a person is in a deeni field, the ulama have written, like teaching, for example, in a madrasa, doing work of deen, tabligh, da'wat, etc. But a certain portion of time must be allocated for the worship, for Allah's ibadat. On a daily basis also, even if we are in business, whatever work we are doing, and by ibadat is not meant here our faraiz, that we have to do, all have to do, but to put some time away and in which we engage in the ibadat, some nafil namaz, some tilawat, some zikr, dua, etc. Every person must have that in his life also on a daily basis. And then when we come towards the end of our lives, then this should increase more. After the surah was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself very greatly in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is like now we are going to go and meet Allah ta'ala. And now we are preparing fully for that meeting, and that is by the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. As also it comes in the surah, Alam nashrah, fa'idha faragta fansab. And when you have completed your work, that means all your other work you have done, whether it was deeni work, work of deen, whether it was dunya's work, now stand in the worship of and fansab is that type of ibadat in which you get a bit tired also, you feel the strain. Not just that it was very lightly, but that you feel that little bit that you exerted yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make ibadat so much that his feet used to swell up. We won't manage all that, but at least that little bit, let the tiredness come. Perhaps before going to sleep also, a person reads all his wazifas, his duas, his surahs, etc. until when he feels now sleepy, now he's tired. Then sleep away after that. So from here we learn that we should make the ibadat of Allah also on a daily basis, whatever work we are doing, but time for that extra optional ibadat of Allah, we must also allocate. And as we are growing older and older, we should increase that also a bit more and be fully prepared now to go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This brings us to the end of the Surah An-Nasr. May Allah Ta'ala accept, and we praise Allah for this tawfiq.